Sagt the Mishnah Vayitim Masechta Shabbos Perik Chav Beis Mishnah Vav Sachin you can smear or anoint. Or Mamashmashin that's more like massaging. Bivnei Ma'ayim. Bivnei Ma'ayim means your stomach. Lashon of the Batanuri is Kala Guf. Some say that he didn't have the Girsim of Bivnei Ma'ayim. Avalei Masamlin. Masamlin means not just a topical massage. It means really with all of your kayach, like digging in, more like kneading. Now you knead a dough. And that's also because it's more like a uvda dechayel, a weekday type of activity. Olam is garden. You also can't scrape your skin. Why would anyone scrape their skin? Well, they used to do it with a kind of a very tough metal brush or a horn. They used to like scrape their skin, I guess, to make sure to get off, I don't know, whatever dirt is there or something. Well, that too is done to a weekday kind of activity. Can't be done on Shabbos. Ein yardin lekardima. You also can't go down to Kardima. Kardima was a river, the Kardima River. Can't go down there. It was very slippery over there. There was a good chance that someone could fall and soak his clothes. And if he falls and soaks his clothes, then there's going to be a problem about him forgetting and wringing out his wet, drenched clothes. Now, if you take a look at the Batanira, he has a different girsa. His girsa is you shouldn't go down, not to Kardima, but rather to Folima. And why not? Because of Sakana, there was dangerous quicksand there. If someone got stuck in that quicksand, he would not be able to get out unless people schlepped him out. People would have to gather and schlep him out, and even that wasn't easy. The Rambam of the Pirush HaMishnayah says that this was a cave full of water. Because the cave was sealed, I guess besides for the opening to get in or get out, it was very warm. The steam rises, so it was like a sauna. And Chazal asked her to go into a sauna on Shabbos. Right, Rizak the Mishnah. The Ein Oisin Apiktavizin. That sounds like a very big word. It's actually a combination of three words in a Ramish. Apik means to take out. Tevei is cooked or what is digested. And Zin is food. They had a special liquid, they would drink it, and that would cause a person to vomit. The Yisr is only drinking this liquid. Matanura says if someone, for whatever reason, needed to vomit, then he can do so by putting his finger into his mouth. That was mutter. But if it isn't really a lot of pain, and if he's going to throw up, he's going to feel better, then it was mutter even through the mashka, concludes the Batanura. Vaitra is like the mission of the Ein Mi'atzavin Es HaKotin. You can't straighten out an infant's limbs. This was some type of system where they would like put dislocated bones into place, resetting it. Rashi Shaul says if the baby is suffering, it's mutter to have it done through a non-yid. Furthermore, the Batanura says that this issue does not apply to when the baby is born. Then it's mutter to straighten out the limb. Vayitra like the Mishnah of Ein Machzir Nes HaShever, you can't set a fracture. Batanur says that the halach is not like this Mishnah. The halach is you could set a fracture on Shabbos. Actually, according to Rashi, the word Ve'ein doesn't appear over here, and the Mishnah is telling us that Machzir Nes HaShever. So like the Mishnah of Vayitra, Mishnah Nifrika Yodeh V'Ragleh, if someone's hand or foot became dislocated. Remember the word proik? We've had it several times in this Masechta. He said, Proik Yasanach, Kadosh Baruch Hu, take us out of Galus, a mitzvah of Prika, to help someone unload. Well, over here it means that his hand or foot is in the wrong place. It became dislocated. Lo Yitrefein Betzayna. You can't, like, make it feel better with cold water. Like, you rub the area with cold water. That's because it's obvious he's doing it for the purpose of refuah. The Mishnah Berurah says we're talking about a case where we didn't completely dislocate the bone, the foot, or the hand, or whatever the case may be. Now again, we can't paskin from Mishnayos. You have to understand that these are things that you have to ask a Rav, you have to ask your father what to do. So you can't do it where it's obvious that he's doing it for the purpose of refuah. What you can do, however, avol but, concludes the Mishnah, Rav Tzukadarka, you can wash it in the usual way, you can bathe your hands and feet with cold water, v'yim l'srap, and if he's healed, very good, l'srapi, so he's healed. So once again, what do we have in our Mishnah? We said that you can anoint and even massage the stomach, but not to mamish zets it hard, like kneading it. We said you shouldn't go down to the kardima, where it's likely to slip and get your clothes wet. According to the Batanura, it refers to a place where there's quicksand. He has different girsa. He says fulima. Either way, can't go down there on Shabbos. We said you can't take a certain mashka that's going to make you throw up. We said you can't straighten out an infant's limbs or set a fracture, unless we explained he's suffering intense pain, and it could be done through a Gentile. According to the Gersa in our Mishnah, it says that you can't set a fracture. The Halach is not like our Mishnah. Some say our Mishnah is actually telling us that you can. We take out the word ain. And we learned that if someone's hand or foot became dislocated, so you can't mamish zets it with cold water. But he can wash it in the usual way. You know, if he's healed, he's healed.